I'm Todd Morris for Mission Network News. Imagine trying to raise your children in a refugee camp. How would you protect them from emotional trauma, much less provide them an education? These are some of the questions 10 Schools International tries to address. Through 10 Schools, kids have an opportunity to get the skills that will later help them in careers outside of the camps, not to mention give them a chance to experience the love of Christ.
Pray in earnest that those children will find comfort, find rest, and find hope in the message of the gospel that these teachers are presenting.
Dale Dielman says 10 Schools International is trying to set up another school in Lebanon. Can you help? Any amount is appreciated to help their goal of getting another school set up by the end of the summer. We'll get you connected at missionnews.org. And Bible translation and distribution can sometimes hit a wall when facing strict governments. In some countries, the price of owning Scripture is your life. Wycliffe Associates is trying to find more secure ways to get Scripture into these countries.
And as we get into that environment, realize we can't do this the same way that has always been done in the past.
They've come up with print-on-demand systems designed to be compact and portable, perfect for smuggling into countries where the Scriptures are hard to come by.
Our brothers and sisters are using them to print freshly published Scripture in places we otherwise wouldn't be able to get them to.
But the thirst believers have for the gospel does come with a price. That's why your prayer is needed now more than ever. If you'd like to find out more, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Join us on a PrayerCast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. You can get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.